I've scoured the social media pages of one of Drag Race's most iconic and fashion-forward queens. See my top 10 favorite looks of hers next on Drag Race Weekly. Hello, Drag Race fans, and welcome to Drag Race Weekly. I'm your host, Mark J. Freeman, but I'm also known to some as Lorraine Love. This week, I did some snooping through the social media of my dear friend and RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star and Emmy-nominated makeup artist, Raven, to tell you my top 10 favorite looks of this legend. But before we get started, will you do me a quick favor? Please like and share this video and subscribe to our channel so that you, the fans, can also be a part of the drama, the fashion, and the fun of this cultural phenomenon. Now, as we all know, there is a reason that Raven is one of the most trusted co-hosts of Fashion Photo Review, and why queens cherish a toot, or God forbid, a shoot, for their drag fashion. It's because Raven knows how to turn a look and is ever evolving and changing. She's setting the trends and she's leaving her mark on the drag community. So I'm going to share with you my top 10 favorite looks of hers from her social media. At number 10 is Raven, the life of the party, and is a look that I'm guessing was for a Valentine's Day themed show. Or better yet, knowing Raven, she found a huge red heart and designed the whole outfit around it. Now, most queens would stop at the red party dress and call it a day, but Raven always seems to find a way to have a little fun, and even with the simplest look, a platinum blonde beehive hairdo, a larger-than-life red heart on her forehead, and a little red glove. Simple, elegant, and fun. Number 9 is a much more seductive Raven. I'm getting a dark and even sinister Jessica Rabbit here, aren't you? Remember, queens, sometimes less is more. A simple rhinestone bangle bracelet, one big ring, and some earrings that dust the clavicle bone. She just loves to show off the clavicle bone. This red-haired sex kitten in this black floor-length gown with a slit up to her lady parts definitely turns heads walking into the club. All eyes are on her. Now, Donya Marie would call look number 8 a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. This is quintessential Raven to me. I live for this red corset with the country farm girl top. And who needs pants? If you add a vintage 40s hairstyle to the mix, you have perfection. Topped with a little red bow like the star on a Christmas tree. Who wouldn't want this gift under their Christmas tree? Santa baby, slip a Raven under the tree for me. Looking to do something with those faux flowers that were in the craft store sale bin? Well, look no further. Look number 7 shows you just what you can do with some perfectly placed, colorful flowers. Her makeup is utter perfection, don't even get me started on that, and is kept super simple so that these flowers come into full bloom. But here's a little secret. These flowers, you need to water them with Captain Morgan's. She's gonna absolutely kill me for saying that. Move over, Linda Evans and Joan Collins. Look number 6 is 100% Dynasty 2.0. The oversized shoulder pads that will put an eye out when your drunk ass comes to try and take a photo in the club, and the perfect little purple hat, tilted just enough so that eye contact isn't even an option. Well played, Raven, well played. A simple gold ball earring, a simple gold chain necklace, and strategically placed rhinestones around the eyes with a little extra red blush high on the cheek. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the fashion equivalent to a soap opera bitch slap. Touche, Raven. I'll never forget the first time I saw look number 5 on her social media. My jaw literally dropped. This nude lip, the top hat, the ruffled collar, muted tones. I'd never seen anything like it, and I can't imagine I ever would again. I'm sorry, can we just take a moment here to sit and stare at this for a second? I mean, come on, queens, take note. For look number 4, I'm taking you back at least 10 years. Yes, this is the cocktail cabaret absolute wild tea look that Raven did shortly after season 2 aired. This was so iconic at the time that I had to include it in the list. Wrapped in tea leaves, bedazzled in rhinestone to the gods, a perfect black bob wig, red smoky eyes, and the tea leaf collar surrounding that perfectly painted mug. Oh, I need a cocktail, please. This will have to go down as one of the most memorable Raven looks. Well, we are now down to the final three looks. Are you ready? Well, in at number three is this legendary Day of the Dead look. The color combination of blues and purples with the simple and sultry black dress is exactly right. Her black gloves with skeleton bones and the headpiece made from a combination of different flowers mixed with little skulls? Death has never looked so good. And if you look closely, around her hips is a cage-like bustle filled with even more flowers and skulls. Drop dead gorgeous. Look number two still gives me nightmares. I saw this look on a friend's Instagram and had to look at it several times to believe that that was even Raven. I don't know about you, but I love when I'm caught off guard and shocked and surprised. The way she painted her eyes to look so anime large, the sunken lips that look like they're sucking and draining your soul as you look into those eyes, along with that long blonde wig with bangs and the schoolgirl dress, I'll just say this, when I'm picking teams on the playground, she's my first pick. Hashtag Team Raven. And now for the look that takes the number one slot, it's what I like to call Disney Raven. If you know Raven, then you know that when she's not on stage, not traveling, not spending time with her family, or not on set doing RuPaul's makeup, she can only be found in one other place, the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Getting to use that season pass, sashaying down Main Street like a queen, and riding the teacups. Yes, puns intended. So when this photo surfaced, I did a little slow clap. This is Raven, paying homage to her love in the only way Raven knows how, her art. It screams Mickey Mouse with a Raven twist. Absolute and utter perfection, and the most perfect way to top the list of ultimate Raven looks from her social media. Thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's Drag Race Weekly. And I hope you will tune in each week for highlights from the Drag Race franchise, fun top 10 lists, and more. If you have an idea for a list or show theme, feel free to tell me on Twitter, at Lorraine Love. That's L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E. That's all for now. Mwah. Until next week.